Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app. And on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay Norling, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Deal Breakers Thursday on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching our show and all the shows here on Twitch, brought to you by White Claw Vodka Soda. So yesterday, Cap, before we get into all the nonsense we do every morning here between 7 and 10, I just want to thank everybody for supporting me during a very difficult time and one of the worst days of my adult life yesterday, as I attended a funeral for a 24-year-old who is a part of the Chicago Police Department, a graduate from Loyola. She passed her test to join the FBI at age 24 and killed by four teenagers right in front of her home. That's why we were at her funeral, where everyone were able to see it on television and stream it, and we got so much support. And my thanks to the Chicago Police Department, for the Illinois State Police, Grand Rapids, Indiana State Police, and so many others that were there to support my family. I'll never be the same, but our family is going to pick up the pieces of our broken heart.
Hoodie, my heart breaks for you and for your family. You and I had a lengthy conversation last night on the phone. You sent me a video that was, I showed it to my wife. I was like, oh my God. You were in the procession.
Yep.
In a police van or a...
Mm-hmm.
And
behind the limos and the...
A hearse,
yep.
And there had to have been 750 uniformed men and women lining the streets of the South Side, saluting as the casket went by. And it gave me, I have chills now thinking of watching that video. And I was not aware when we spoke yesterday that Officer Ariana Preston, when you called me, texted me the other day, I want you to read these articles and then call me. Mm-hmm. That was your cousin. I did not know that. I was out of town last week. And then yesterday you tell me that the family, who are some of the closest people in your life, she had gotten her master's. Her mom walked and got her diploma last week. She was a police officer here in Chicago just because she wanted to give back and do good things for our community. And then they go to where she lives and they find a letter that she had been passed at 24 the FBI test.
Yep.
Like, she was all in to try and make this a safer, better world. So God bless you. I'm glad you're back, but my heart breaks for you and your family.
It was a very, very difficult day, Cap. But I want you to know, because you saw that video. I posted some of it on my Facebook, but not all of it. You have the majority of it that I sent you. When you go through this life and you think, boy, everybody's so negative, everybody's ready to turn on you at just a turn of a, you know. When you see the people of Oak Lawn and Beverly and people coming out of their homes lined up on the street, waving the American flag, waving a flag that represents people that support the police. And like, yes, there were police officers. You saw them all saluting, blocking off alleys, blocking off streets to make sure that we had a safe ride from Oak Lawn, where the wake was, all the way to the funeral at Trinity. There are so many great people in this world, because they didn't have to take time, step out of their homes, guys taking off their hats to salute. You know, getting out of their cars, you can see the door open, the front door open, and they're standing out, and they got their hand over their heart, or they get their cap off, and they got their cap over their heart to respect someone they did not know. But the more and more that you read about Ariana, more and more people know about her, and actually a conduit to my family. Because if nothing else, Ariana was one to try to help people. At age 24, what's the average 24-year-old doing? They're in their phone. They're about their life. But no, she wanted to help people. There was no limit to what she wanted to do in her life because you think, Chicago police officer, 3 years on the force. No, I'm going to be an FBI agent. No, I'm going to be chief police. Nope, I'm going to be the mayor. That was her mindset.
And she got her master's while serving our community.
Now, so how busy do you think that Ariana was?
She was not out enjoying running the streets. She was as mature and as everything you've told me and now everything I've read. I mean, I can't stop clicking on stories going, what a beautiful soul she was.
She just so full of life. I'm appreciative of the former Mayor Lightfoot and Mayor Johnson and their words at the funeral yesterday. Tremendous heartfelt thoughts. Otis Moss, the reverend for Trinity, hit it right on the head. You know what she was? As Maya Angelou once wrote, she was a phenomenal woman. It's exactly what she was. For someone who's 24, and again, why was she cut down in life? Because four or five people, wanted to see her life end because they didn't know who she was. They just saw someone with a badge and a gun. It's like, oh, we're going to take care of her. Joyriding across the city, stealing a car, shooting her dead, dying in her own lawn in front of her home, Ariana. So it's just a very difficult day for our family. I'm just grateful for the people that were out there in their homes. There's students, Cap. There's schools up and down 95th Street or around 102nd, 103rd. And the students, I didn't know that they knew when we were coming through. But as the streets are blocked off, here are this like 30 students, 40 students, St. Xavier, all saluting or clapping or just having a celebration of life. And it hit my heart so much to see people care. This is not a local story. It's a national story because I'm hearing from organizations. I'm hearing from the Seattle Seahawks. I heard from Ed Werder, longtime Cowboys guy. Like, I haven't talked to Ed in 20 years. And he reached out. Rob Domofsky, our friend from Green Bay. Writers across the sports landscape reaching out to me, DMing me, wishing me well, wishing my family well, prayers. People on social, obviously. So I'm just very grateful. So I just want to just thank everybody because everyone knows now, if they didn't know before, Ariana Preston was something special and she was next. The great thing, Cap, and you know this too from your family, is it's one thing for us to accomplish what you and I do. Mm-hmm. We're gas baggers on the radio, on video, we're having fun every morning, but you have to take solace in the fact that the next generation is doing something special.
Yep.
It's nothing like me being in a lawn chair watching, oh, there's a cousin here that's a violinist and is going to be performing, and I see another one, an executive at Pinterest. I got another cousin, another one from Orlando, a great musician. I'm just a gas bagger. I'm just a sports fan talking to you every morning. But when you see the next generation, and they all came in.
Hope.
They all came in from Orlando, from Virginia, Texas, California, all for the funeral yesterday. I just sit back as maybe one of the older guys in the family and just like, you guys are doing it. You guys are doing something with your life, which is great. And Ariana is one of those people. She was the best of us because she was on her way.
Yeah, everything I've read says what an amazing person. The world lost a great one.
Yeah, so I just think that's just it's amazing time. So just thank everybody. I really want to thank everybody for their support. You know, I was thinking the other. Hold on a second.
Yes.
Hold on a second. What is that that you brought in today? What's that behind?
Sun Times.
No, not the Sun Times.
My two cell phones.
No. There's something. What is that?
What is what?
That bag there.
My sling bag that I carry.
No, I like for you to hold that up for me. I did not. Is that new?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
I bought it in Europe.
Okay. Now, that's Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
I know that that brand very well.
Right there, buddy.
Okay. So, let me ask you a question. Now, put it on. I just want to see what it looks like. Okay. All right. Right across the chest, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of a man purse. But it looks good, though, because I love the brand. But let me ask you a question. Just one thing. I like it. I'm just wondering, did it come in black?
It did.
But you wanted white instead?
Well, the black one had like a bunch of like other colors. It was just odd. And this is white and gray. You can see the gray in there.
Cap.
And then it's got black stitching and black where the zipper is. Yeah. I saw that in Paris.
Hey, but Cap, I guess my question is like, does that look better in brown or? Like, I have a brown bag like that.
Yeah, see, I don't like the brown Louis with the gold Louis Vuitton logo.
What's wrong with that?
It's not me.
White is you? A white handbag?
It's different.
It's a purse hoodie. We can say what it is. It's a white purse.
It's different. It's different.
Let me ask you what, do you see other people in Europe wearing that? Or was it just you?
Just me.
Okay.
In fact, so where we stayed, the Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
The Louis Vuitton store was right down at the corner of our street. I think it was George's.
Yeah.
And the Champs-Élysées.
Uh-huh.
And I see...
The Champs. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Champs-Élysées.
Okay.
I see 50 people, 45 people in line outside the Louis store. And this is 1 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon. I'm like, well, the store's open. It's not like it's 8 a.m. and they're waiting. I walk up to the front of the line, and I said to the security guard there, excuse me, sir.
Yes, I may help you.
Yeah, Frenchie, what else you got?
Frenchie, are they giving stuff away here? What's with the line? He said.
What did he say? Yes, may I help you?
Yes, may I help you?
Oh, Frenchie Martin.
All right. I said, what's with the line? Is there a... Like a celebrity here today, or there's a promotion?
Mm-hmm.
It's Victor Wembanyama, who was in Paris. Is he here today? No. These people are waiting to shop here. I said, why don't they go in the store? It's at capacity.
Oh.
Store is at its capacity.
I'm like, this guy's smoking the longest cigarette you've ever seen, too, while he's talking to Cap with that voice.
And underhanded, by the way.
Curling his mustache. Yes.
He did have a mustache.
Don't forget, smoking underhanded and has sex with socks on. Go ahead.
Correct. And I said, hold on a second now.
Uh-huh.
Like, Louis Vuitton, it's not like the store is, like, the only one in the world. There's a lot of Louis Vuitton stores. What is the deal?
It is an experience to shop on the Champs, there they say.
How long a wait?
Well over an hour.
An hour? I'm going to wait in line.
An hour, wow.
To go buy an expensive bag.
Uh-huh.
I'm out.
Uh-huh.
So we leave.
Yes, because Cap does not do lines, as far as we know.
I mean, I did a lot of lines. Uh-huh. Not those kind of lines.
Oh,
in Europe.
Exactly.
Like, we wanted to get these cookies at Van Stoppel's in Amsterdam.
Of course.
Waited the 40-some minutes.
Yes, at the John Stossel's. Yes.
Yes. We wanted to go to Winkle 43 to get the famous apple pie there. We waited. We wanted to go to the Louvre, which is overrated. We waited.
But you weren't going to wait for a man purse.
I'm not waiting for the Louis Vuitton store. And I did not know that this exact type bag existed.
Okay.
I just wanted to look around the store.
Okay. Here's where I get on. Because people will look at that and say, Cap, why are you wearing a woman's purse? Here's what I would say. You told me that you want to have less, right? Like you brought the fanny pack back from
the
80s.
I used to bring a backpack.
Well, you used to have a fanny pack also, like you're a pro wrestler from the 80s.
Correct.
Okay, because you want to have less. That's not having less.
That actually is. That's a sling bag. It was in the men's section. Yes.
How much did that cost, pal?
It's not cheap.
France, how much did that cost?
A lot.
Cap?
I'm not telling.
Cap? American money.
Yeah.
$500?
More.
Cap, you said you want to have less. You didn't want to have... You said you felt free. Do you recall this conversation?
I did.
You and I were walking down the street.
And all I had was my coffee mug.
And you said, oh, I feel so free. I don't have to carry all this stuff. Headphones in. I don't have to worry about anything. I just bring my paper. I'm good. But then you bring that.
Okay, so
cap is $1,000. Cap.
Yes.
$1,200. It was higher.
Oh, 15?
No.
It's between $1,000 and $1,500, correct?
In that general area.
Yep. Yeah. You're a jackass. You're a jackass. That's what you are.
So
you said less, Cap. Okay, that's not less.
So in my backpack that I took, I opened up the little compartment. You got me an Amazon gift card that was still in there.
Yeah.
And you got me one the year before, and I said to you, oh, I just bought something on Amazon, and I used the last part of my gift card. Then I look, I got the other gift card from Hoodie.
Slid it in there, yep.
So I had it in there. And then I had a couple Lennis Entertain You gift cards. I had 3 Visa gift cards that I've gotten. I'm like, whoa, Daddy's going shopping here.
Okay, so you're like Mom at the grocery store with the coupons, right. Pretty much.
So now I'm not going to wait in the line. All right, whatever. We go to the airport. In Paris.
Yep.
The Charles de Gaulle Airport. And I'll tell you what happened at the airport after this.
Right here on Cap and J-Hood.
Checkmate 1-6. Landing suppression on target.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be the Club Hawthorne Betting Bars, featuring horse racing, video slots, and sports betting throughout Chicagoland. I'll be at Hawthorne today. Watch the Preakness Show with me and the great Jim Miller on the Club Hawthorne YouTube channel. We say good morning to Shay W. Norling.
Good morning, boys. How are you? Cappy, you look wonderful today. I got to tell you.
Thanks, buddy.
Even the white purse. I mean, you just look like a fashionista here.
You like the white jean jacket?
Yeah. The all washed out white jean jacket. Look at this.
Not new. I've had that for years.
Yes, you can see how much that's been washed out.
You have to refer to him as Runway Cap now.
He is Runway Cap. On the catwalk. Oh, I know what I mean. I do a little dance on the catwalk. And the catwalk, of course, no other people walk. Just you. You're the only one walking, yes.
But I'd like to thank Erskine Reeves and Laura Romano.
Yes.
Love the bag at the cap, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, please tell everybody the support that you're getting on this, because you get away from the negative ones. Just get to the positive ones that support you.
Hoodie.
I found a couple.
Should run for politics. Go ahead.
Shot or no shot, were he a younger man, he would be a runway model in this fit.
That's a shot. He's
Take
a handsome
that.
Man.
Take that.
Back in the day. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, you love those that support, right? Any detractors? You don't see those.
I didn't block them.
Oh no.
I actually don't block, I mute.
Okay.
Muted.
Here's Shay Norling.
All right, we are still awaiting an announcement on HBO's Hard Knocks this coming season. Last year, it was announced the Lions would be featured in late March, so we are well behind schedule, almost 2 full months later than the announcement was last year. The Bears are one of the 4 teams that can be forced to do the show by the NFL because of the qualifications. Mm-hmm. They have not had consecutive playoff appearances. They've not been featured on the show in the last decade. They don't have a first-year head coach. The NFL can essentially say, too bad, you're on Hard Knocks. Shot or no shot, the Bears need to be on Hard Knocks.
Shot. Justin and this revamped offense, DJ Moore. Yeah.
I say it's a shot here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. It is a shot. But let me just say this, Cap. If you're going to do Hard Knocks, I want it now. I don't want it when the Bears start getting good.
No, I want it now as they're... starting to emerge.
Now, I want the story to be told now.
Agreed.
What are the machinations? What are the things that you got to do to be able to get to where you want to be this season? What are you guys planning to get off the 3 wins? You got some new blood in there. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they start winning, keep the cameras out of there.
Right.
As the level they are right now, this is where I want to see the cameras.
I think, isn't there a part of the rule, Shay, that if you're a playoff team, you're exempt if you don't want to do it?
If you've made the playoffs in either of the previous 2 seasons, yeah, you can decline.
Right, so we're not getting Patrick Mahomes, or we're not getting Joe Burrow. Bring it to Chicago!
I'm just going to guess, Cap, and I don't know the answer to this. Maybe you could find out more. I feel like the Bears have been able to stave off, been pushing NFL films and the NFL away from this for quite a while.
Well, first,
you think they would have been on there by now?
Yeah, first of all, Lovey would not have been good in that role.
Right,
that's not his thing. He detested dealing with the media. Trestman, no shot. They want that image. Professor from the back of the room. John Fox, he's as vanilla as they come. Mm-hmm. Nagy, I could have seen doing it.
Sure. We're going to cut you, and that's where we're at right now. That's where we're at.
Yes. Ryan and I talked, and we're going to go with that.
You're a good player, but we just can't use you right now. Right. But you're going to be good, but that's where we're at right now. That's what he would have said.
You're a good person, yeah. And we wish you all the best.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But, yeah, I want it now. I want it this offseason.
Correct. Here's why we won't get it. There are four teams that qualify: the Bears, the Commanders, the Saints, and the New York Jets.
Bears, wow. Commanders, Saints, Jets.
Well, you know who's going to get that then.
But they've already had the Jets.
Yeah, but this is
not
different.
In the last 10 years. The Jets can be forced. Well, and they've got Rodgers.
Yeah. Salah's not going to say anything, but Rodgers, that should be fun.
But if it was such a done deal, why has it already not happened?
For the Bears, or what do you mean? For any team?
No, the Jets.
You figure, like, HBO may have been waiting to secure this until the Jets officially got Rodgers?
He signed 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it still takes time to make these announcements.
We might get it soon, though. We might get it soon.
The Chicago Bears!
Bears are fine.
Hard not.
But imagine Rodgers in the Jets uniform having to... First of all, the camera's got to find Rodgers. Is he showing up? Is he going to be there?
He's there.
Okay, we've got to make sure.
He's actually, like, I cut his hair.
Is he in Florida?
Showered.
Is he in Florham Park? Okay, is he around? Okay.
He's there. Okay.
That's why I want to know. Like, I want to see what that looks like. So, Bears or Jets for me? That would be my list, Shay. One of those two.
That'd be amazing. Shay, like, who were the other two? The Raiders?
Saints and Commanders.
Saints and Commanders. Who cares about watching the Commanders?
Commanders is a little interesting if we get any behind the scenes with Josh Harris. But other than that, I'm good. They're new owner.
Hey, get out of here with the Jet. When you're a Jet all the way. You know what that means?
That's it.
Stinks. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, some audio here from Lance Lynn. He was on AJ Pierzynski's podcast again, talking about how to respond to guys receiving signals of tipped pitches from the dugout. This on the Aaron Judge thing. Listen to this.
I know you. We asked Corbin Burns this yesterday. If you catch a guy doing that, he's catching one in the ribs, right?
That's the only way to stop it, I think, right? Unfortunately, whether it's kind of everything's changed in the game. Everyone told me, they're like, oh, well, if you're giving it and the first base or third base coach can get it, then, you know, it's on you. It's like, no, coaches and dugouts and things like that are out of it. If a guy's on base and he sees it, you know, your grip from second, that's on you. I see that one. But when players that are not on the field or coaches that are not playing the game are involved, that's where I think it's too much. Everybody can do their homework. They can see things and do all that, but if it's not your teammate and or you in the box getting the tips or whatever, that's where I draw the line.
Shot or no shot, Lance is right. If you're tipping your pitches and the dugout's signaling, you should throw it a hitter.
So I got to play Division III. I mean, not a real high level. And our coach, Bill Davies was his name.
Okay.
If somebody is trying to flash signs, his quote, stick it in his ear hole.
Okay.
And I remember telling that to my dad, and my dad said, and when you hit someone in the head and you kill him, good luck. He was a lawyer. My dad saw the trouble.
Right.
And we had pitchers, Brian Hecker, who would buzz the tower if you did anything that he deemed to be an advantage. He was an animal. Mm-hmm. And, I could see, I'm not telling you to hit someone in the head, move them back.
Okay, if you want to brush back, that's fine. Because you're a pitcher, you had the right to pitch inside, but that is legislated out of the game. There's no more of that. Hitting a guy on purpose. And if you do get some of that, those guys will be out of the game. Here's what I want Lance Lynn to do. Concentrate on trying to get his ERA lower than 6.
He pitched well the other day.
I said get his ERA lower than 6. That's what I said.
What is it now?
666, Cap.
Wow.
Bad number.
How about that?
Yeah, that's really bad.
Oh, okay, then. All right, so that's what he should be concerned with.
But I remember Sano telling us, I knew if Ernie or Billy went deep, I knew. First pitch, I'm going down. I'm in the dirt.
That's not the case in 2023. It's just not. You don't get that. Those guys are out of the game now for a reason.
Okay, but if you're pitching and bam, base hit, bam, home run, bam, double, the next guy better be going down.
He should be.
They're a little too comfortable.
You should pitch inside to make him uncomfortable, yes. But you don't do the middle finger sign, because I'm a former catcher. You don't do the former middle finger sign. Be like,
which means
hit him.
Drill him.
Right. I'm not doing that. No. Right. That's not the way baseball is today. It's a great story from 68 you just told, but not in 2023.
Correct.
Here's Shane Norley.
Here's an idea for you. Pitch better. Yeah. Right? If you're tipping your pitches and the other dugout can read it and they're signaling to the hitter, stop doing that.
That's why I don't have a problem if Tim Anderson bat flips a homer, as long as he understands if I strike him out, I'm going to pump my fist and jump around going crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, fine. That's a no shot. There's no hitting the guy because someone's stealing signs. Yes. No shot.
Correct.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126 million, for the great Howard Ankin. By the way, he was here yesterday. Good to see him. And Eric Revels, his assistant.
Sign my ball.
Thanks.
Do you see Chris Kampka's tweet yesterday, Shay?
I did not.
The White Sox have not started a lefty in 162 games.
Really?
Not since Keuchel. Now, you wonder why the ball club's underachieving. I'm happy what they're doing right now, because they're going to win this series, clearly, because they've been playing well the last couple games. They have not started a lefty since Keuchel.
Wow.
162 games. Cap.
That shocks me.
Why do you think the ball club, I mean, there's a lot of issues. You don't have a lefty starter? I didn't realize that until Kampka put that out there yesterday. A whole season without a lefty. 162 games. Without starting a lefty.
Wow.
Here's Shane Norling.
I was unaware of that.
All right, boys. There's a movie coming out this weekend. It is the 10th main installment in the Fast and Furious franchise, which long ago jumped the shark. It will release officially tonight. Already it's getting kind of negative reviews, 52% on Rotten Tomatoes. But Vin Diesel, who said this would be the saga's finale because even Tolkien had to stop writing at some point, now says the finale could be split over three movies. Shot or no shot? We don't need any more Fast and Furious movies.
That's a no shot. I know that it's successful at the box office. You know, I don't see them all, but I understand why people like the series. Absolutely. It's doing well. If it jumps the shark, especially if it does not do well at the box office, people are like, okay, this is enough, right? Like Major League, was it four? Major League 1, 2, 3, was there a fourth one maybe?
I don't know. I watched the first one and I loved it. It's one of my favorite baseball movies.
Yeah.
The second one, I saw a little bit of it. I'm like, this is awful. I never saw anything after that.
When you get these series, Cap, and when you think about the movies, you don't get the real strong, innovative stuff on a regular basis. You get some stuff that's like, wow, I've never seen that before. But some people just like the monotony. What about the Taken series? What's the actor? Who's the actor?
Liam Neeson.
How?
So we walked down the street.
But that was just a joke, though. Like, it's like Liam Neeson. Yeah, he's got to, you know, he's trying to save his daughter. And you're like, okay, that's just. But it became so successful because it's so campy.
That movie was awesome. So we're walking down the street. My wife and I love that movie. We're walking down the street in Paris and we pass a building with a red door. I said, the house with the red door where they had taken the girls they kidnapped.
Yeah.
And we were asking people in France. We were on the bridge that he jumped on the ship from.
I have a set of specific skills.
Very specific skills.
I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
Yes, correct. If you let her go, I will not follow you. There will be no more problems. If not, I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
It was not supposed to be a thing, though. And then it just became a thing. Like, oh, right. That's awesome.
That's like the Fast and Furious, the first 2, 3, 4 movies were about street racing. And then eventually it became like Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez drive off a cliff and get attached to a vine and swing around and the car hits a helicopter. And like, what are we doing? It's a street racing series. What happened here?
You know what it is, Shay, is that as you well know, in this city, in the city you grew up, there's still street racing. And so as long as that's alive, that franchise will stay alive.
I do. I used to work at this car shop for like a summer thing, and everybody would have their like souped up POS. It would like the souped up Dodge Neon that they would take down in street race. Those guys were the most into Fast and Furious movies.
A souped up bad car.
Yeah, I saw. I love the first.
That's so good.
Three Fast and Furious. I don't think I've seen another one since.
I was a street racer.
Now, I hope there's another Top Gun coming out.
Maybe.
Top Gun Maverick was awesome.
It was really
it's called Mission Impossible. That comes out in July.
Wow. Around the NFL. And don't forget, it's a Deal Breakers Thursday. You've got Deal Breakers coming your way at 8:35. All part of the mix on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know. You know.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to go around the National Football League. And with more, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Well, I want to start with something that's not football, but was just brought to my attention. It regards our friend David Kaplan here.
Oh, God.
If you scroll through his Wikipedia page, there's a wonderful personal life section. Kaplan is married to Mindy Kaplan. Goes through his wonderful family, him and his dogs, and then adds, David Kaplan notably carries a white Louis Vuitton purse that he bought with permission from his wife at the Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, France.
Okay, how would you have found this? Or did you do the editing?
I did not do the editing. Our Twitch chat brought this to my attention.
Good job,
I don't
Twitch.
Know who, if somebody went in there and did this, but the Wikipedia has been updated.
Twitch did that.
At least it doesn't say David Emmanuel Kaplan anymore. Danny's lost a step. He can't keep updating that.
Oh, my God.
So what are you going to do about it, Cap?
That's true. That's a fact.
I understand, but do you want that out there?
Well, first of all, it's not a purse.
Well,
it's a man bag.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to call the Wiki Police?
I don't even know how to call the Wiki Police.
He can't because it's sourced. It links directly to our show tweet. David Kaplan, Man Purse, Deal Breakers, ESPN 1000 Chicago, retrieved from Twitter today. You can't even get, I don't know if you could get it taken down. It's sourced.
Wow.
Because of the Shay Norling production.
All right.
So now that's part
I'm
of your
at it.
Part of your legacy, pal.
That's it.
My only thing I'm sore at you about is that you're telling people how to live, because that's part of your legacy, telling people how to live. Mm-hmm. And the idea, hey, unpack that stuff. You know, lessen your lighten your load. But yet you buy a $1,300 purse. Beg your pardon, $1,200. Unbelievable. Here's the thing, not even about the style, about you wanted to be, you know, free, but not so free.
This does make me free.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Because I would keep stuff, like, in my truck. Now, it's all in my bag. I got to go record. Like, today, Brett is running a charity race tonight at Grant Park.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be there to support it. I've got my bag. I've got all my stuff.
Yes.
Now, I'm organized.
But having said that, Cap, I mean, I've got a podcast. I got to do the Chicago Bears podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
I've got that, and I've got a Good Karma Wrestling podcast to do later today. We'll talk about AEW and the WWE. I'll just use this. It's fine. It gets the job done.
Where's the nice Toomey bag I bought you for Christmas? That's using like a freebie from Adidas. UIC basketball.
I think I saw it at Goodwill.
Wow.
You saw it there too, huh? Got a good price for that. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, so NFL fans are a little nervous.
By the way, why are you mad that I get free stuff? You're such a jealous person.
No, I'm happy for you.
No, it's free. UIC. Don't worry about it.
Right, but I got you this beautiful blue.
But don't be. What are you, the law?
Wow.
Why are you concerned? Here's a guy that doesn't look very good outside the window.
He should have concern.
He should have the bag.
No.
Oh, that's not right. That poor bastard walking by. Oh, God.
Here's Shay Norling.
All right. YouTube TV had an issue last night that made NFL fans a little nervous. YouTube TV took on Sunday Ticket. And last night during Celtics Heat, the final 4 minutes of the game were not aired on YouTube TV because the Little Mermaid trailer just aired on repeat. I got a text from Tyler Aki of Waddle and Sylvie last night saying he couldn't see the end of the game because of it. And then other people reached out to me, other friends said the same. On Pro Football Talk this morning, NFL fans nervous because of this.
Yeah, I tried to post my recaps last night. And I mean, my wife is asleep. I'm in my office and it's like a common wall between. And I'm, all right, that game was ridiculous. And I'm going off. It did not get up till this morning because YouTube was down. You're better than that, YouTube. You're better than that.
I like that you two have a common wall between you two.
Well, the office to the bedroom because it's formerly another bedroom that we turned into an office.
Is there a hole in that wall for other purposes?
Yeah, a glory hole. Yeah.
Oh! No! What? Can he say that? No!
Thank you very much. That's where I was going with that. Thank you very much. Because otherwise, why would you have a common wall between you two? Just in case. Hon! I'm standing!
Cut that meat!
Hon!
Let me text her.
Yellow!
Yeah, what do you need, hon?
Cut that meat!
You know what I need? I'm standing in our spot. Be right there, hon. Still finishing up this email. All right, here we go.
What do you got, one-inch walls?
Well.
Keeps me happy. Shay.
Here's Shay Norling. Oh, about the YouTube. Oh, yeah, so, but Shay, here's the thing, though. I think, I understand why people get YouTube TV because it's slightly less than what you get a regular cable, right, Cap? Cable and satellite. YouTube TV, they cut the cord ultimately.
Correct.
They still get international news. They get all the channels that we get. But there's that threat of a technology glitch.
Correct.
The only technology glitch that we would have in our home is Wi-Fi down, something like that.
But cable's gone out.
Power outage.
Yeah.
But not like that, though. I mean, that's the equivalent of Heidi.
Well, kind of similar.
That was like Heidi last night.
Right, but I've had watching a game and like, oh, they cut a cable or something in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Comcast outage. Xfinity. It's happened.
You and I are resourceful, though. We find a way.
Yeah.
What happened to the turn on the radio?
Grab my iPad and stream it, or
ESPN 1000.
Yeah. Turn the radio on.
Find out. Got the game on. We're good.
Yeah. All right, Shay.
All right, my wife's programming around the NFL a little bit this morning. She texted me. Now, she's in a Taylor Swift fan Facebook group.
She's the best.
Somebody posted in here that their dad is a Patriots season ticket holder and is offering to trade his two tickets for opening day. Tom Brady's returning. He's being honored before the game. Mm-hmm. And he wants to trade these for two tickets to either the Sunday or Friday Taylor Swift show in Foxborough. Is this a fair deal?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Okay. Well, I'm not Taylor Swift fan like most.
So my son Brett, that's the holy grail for him.
I respect the music. I'm just not like over the top fan.
And my daughter-in-law Maggie.
Yeah.
Die hard. I mean, that's the holy grail to them. Not me. Not my wife. So it's a tough ticket, man. It is a super tough ticket.
Shay, if you put that on the poll, I kind of figure out how this is going to go, right? Mostly male audience. Some would admit that they like Taylor Swift, some that don't.
Well, I mean, the question is, if your daughter's head over heels for Taylor Swift and you're holding these premium sports tickets, would you trade them to get her Taylor Swift tickets?
I think, put that on the poll at ESPN 1000. Please put that out there to see how that would come back. I would do it. I'd trade the tickets for Taylor Swift. She loves it, though. It's not you. She loves it. So you're doing something special for her.
All right, so explain how many tickets again?
Two.
two Swift tickets for two tickets to the opening game for the Patriots. Tom Brady being honored before the game. It's his return. I mean, it might end up being a number retirement ceremony. Yeah. You have a if I had tickets for Tom Brady being honored pregame, you couldn't get them out of my cold, dead hands.
I think it would be a much easier ticket to get to see the Brady ceremony. It's not like he's playing. It's a ceremony.
It's short.
Taylor Swift's a way tougher ticket to get.
For her, I would do it.
But, for your kids?
Yes.
Yeah, I would whatever do it takes.
Yeah. See, again, I respect Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. But, you know, I'll DVR it. I was there when they retired his jersey or he made a statement. Okay, it's Tom Brady. It won't be that interesting. It just won't. It's Tom. He's not going to say anything earth-shattering. I'd do it for my kid. I would do that. Jay Moore, do you agree?
Taylor Swift? Whatever for your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the kid, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if he bring Kim Kardashian with him.
Yeah, what if she's there?
I have to reconsider.
In those jeans. And that is Around the NFL right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
What? What'd I do?
All right, quickly, because I just looked this up to be sure. The cheapest tickets to the Tom Brady ceremony game, the opener for the Patriots, are $545 a pop for two. The cheapest tickets for Taylor Swift in Foxborough, $2,368 a pop.
Yeah, they're a wow bitch to get.
That's not even a good value deal if you're holding the Taylor Swift tickets. F off. I don't need your Patriots tickets. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's...
They better be like lower... I better be like... I got to smell Tom Brady if I'm taking these tickets.
Yeah, I had multiple people, like Brian McCray, remember him, the baseball
player? Oh, yeah.
I got a DM right here. Do you know any way to get to buy two tickets to see Taylor Swift in Chicago? No.
No, Brian.
I don't. I wish I could help you, bud. I don't.
No leadoff hitter, Brian.
I couldn't get him for Brett. My ex-wife ended up getting tickets through a friend. They're all going. I had no pipeline to Taylor Swift tickets.
It's a Deal Breakers Thursday. We got Deal Breakers coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings, 7 to 10.
Here's today's headline with Cap'n Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs lost their fifth straight last night in walk-off fashion, 7-6 to Houston.
I was pissed off.
Cubs head to Philadelphia for a weekend set starting tomorrow.
That was a bad freaking loss.
The White Sox will look to get the series sweep against the Guardians.
Doesn't matter.
7-2.
Your heart.
No, my job is to do the headlines here. Yeah. Imus. So the White Sox
Wow.
Charles McCord is not he's not responding to me. 37 after the hour, I'm his morning program.
And I'm done.
I mean, seriously.
Wow. Hold on, I-Man. Can I just get to the headlines? Thank you. The White Sox won the first two of 13 straight in the American League Central. The Heat beat the Celtics game 1, 123-116. Jimmy Butler had 35 points on 25 shots. Jason Tatum had 0 shot attempts, 3 turnovers in the final quarter.
Yeah, but Snorling wants to blame someone else because that's his guy.
I'm missing the morning right here on ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Captain Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
38 after the hour.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
38 after the hour, I'm his morning program. We have deal breakers. Charles McCord with us. Charles, how are you? Good morning.
Bring it on. Let's go. I love this segment.
Bob Schieffer from CBS News will join us at the top of the hour.
Right here on WNBC.
39 after the hour. Quack, quack on the audience morning program.
Bring it on.
Down with us is Shay Norling with some kind of deal breaker segment. Go ahead, Mr. Norling. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well. Here we go. You've been living with your girlfriend for over a year, but there is an issue. She's a sister who's kind of a deadbeat, and she lives in the guest room and mooches off of both of you. She doesn't hold a steady job. She's not a student. She just kind of hangs around and relies on you for financial help. You ask your girlfriend how much longer you're going to have to put up with this, and she tells you, quote, "We'll help her as long as she needs." What do you do?
She's kind of a deadbeat, though. You heard that, right? Front end, not a great person.
All right, wait. Read it one more time.
Oh, come on.
Listening's a skill, Cappy.
No, because I have questions.
All right.
Like, there's context. Read it one more time.
You and your girlfriend live together. Her sister lives with you. She doesn't hold a steady job. She's not in school. She's not really doing much of anything. Deadbeat. And she's relying on the two of you for her financial help.
Okay.
You ask your girlfriend how long this is going to happen. Can we get her to move out?
Right.
She says we'll help her as long as she needs.
Okay. How long have I been living with her? Was this...
Over a year. It was the start of the question here.
Over a year. I missed that part of it. So I'm all in to help family.
Sure.
All about it. Is she laying on the couch eating Cheetos and watching
Maury.
Law and Order or Maury or Steve Wilkos? Or, well, she's grinding. She's a waitress and she's doing this as a second job and trying to get some traction to her chosen path in life, her career. All about helping her. If I come home and there's another empty bag of Bugles and she's stoned.
Yeah.
Doesn't work out, doesn't shower. Get out. You're not going to help yourself. I'm not helping you.
But what's the rest of it, though, Shay? I mean, give us the call to action. What is it? So the question is,
what do you do?
Is it a deal breaker with your girlfriend? Yeah, I'm gone.
You got to put up with this girl for the rest of your time. And you're not even dating her.
Is she hot?
Yeah, I mean,
what does that have to do? It's the sister of your girlfriend.
Am I getting a threesome? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, an Alabama three-way, huh? Hey. Lord have mercy, Kaplan.
Oh, no.
Until you try it. What do you mean? Don't knock until you try it. Is that what you said? Hall of Famer, is that what you said? Don't knock until you try it?
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
If she is all about trying to help herself, I will help.
Yeah, but clearly it's going in the wrong direction because it's been a year. She's not doing anything. That is a deal breaker.
Yeah. I would tell my girlfriend, okay, you know what? I'm going to get my own place. We could go to dinner and hang out and do whatever, but I can't be in this situation.
That's correct. So to me, that would be a deal breaker.
Correct.
Unless there's a three-way dance that's going to be involved. You're interested in that. Yeah, you haven't showered in a week, but boy, you're kind of hot. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Close the door for me, will you, pal?
Right. Take that off.
All right. All right. So start with you first. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Now, a little mood music, please, or put on the Cub game. Thank you.
Right.
All right.
Just mute it.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Now
I
got the music going.
Boog shot me in the middle of my threesome.
Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here we go. Take a shower first, for God's sake. So we're going to do this. God, you smell like a month of Sundays. Get out of here. You tell her to get out.
Yeah, right? It's a deal breaker.
Shay Norland.
All right, here's a headline straight from the New York Post that I read and is built for this segment. So this is all you get, boys. Headline from the New York Post.
Oh boy.
My friend miscarried, and I want my baby shower gift back.
Wow. My friend, so you bought the gift, brought it to the baby shower, and then you find out they lost the child.
Well, guess who's asking for their gift back?
Hey.
You.
No, I would not ask for the gift back, but I would say to my wife, let's assume it's her friend.
Cap, don't do it. Cap, don't. No.
Like, if
no.
God.
Cap.
If God forbid it was had been in one of my relationships,
Cap,
I would have said to my wife,
"Don't say,
hon, we're going through a tough time here. We'll lean on each other. Get the gifts back to everybody. I don't want the gifts here to commemorate the baby we lost. I don't. So get them out. Not going to use the whatever that I got as a gift. Get it out. And if it was the other way, we bought the gift for someone."
Don't do it. Cap, don't do it. Nope. Is there any way we could get it back?
So I can re-gift it.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. Let them suffer through what they're suffering through. Don't, now they're going through this, a tough time. Hello. Yeah, it's Cap. Very difficult time for the for you guys, but that gift. Not going to need it for a while, right? There's another couple that I understand that is going to need. What? Cap!
Or are you guys going to try again?
That's none of your business.
Yes, we are. All right, then
No.
Stop.
No.
Days after. No. I mean, the wound is open. And Cap's like, are you going to go?
Don't say that either. Don't say the wound's open. You jackass.
The emotional wound.
No.
The emotional wound.
Well done. God almighty. Don't say that.
Billy. Cap.
Yeah.
Jay Moore.
My deepest sympathies. Are you guys going to try again? Yeah, we're...
That's none of your business!
If he, well, we're close. And he says...
No!
Yeah, we're going to let a little time heal things, and then we will try again.
Cap, don't say that.
Hang on to the crib we bought, and...
Hang...
if you have another child...
You're a bad guy. This is the worst thing you've ever said.
We've already given you your gift. Just keep the crib.
It's the worst thing you've ever said. This is awful.
Oh, my God.
I need that back.
You're the worst.
So when
they
have the next baby shower, Mindy can walk in. What'd you get him? Oh, we got it for the last one.
Oh, my. Yes, gathering dust in the closet. Oh, my God. God almighty. Are you guys going to try again? Keep your beak out of her business. Out of line. If you're not trying again, I'll take it back. Thank you.
I will send one of Mindy or I'll be by to pick it up tomorrow. Just leave it on the
board. That's the worst, man. That is just, that's the lowest of the low right there. I mean, if you guys aren't using it, you know.
What? It's the scummiest thing I've ever heard.
It is.
To even consider asking is the scummiest thing I've ever heard.
Diaper holder. Let's leave it on the porch.
You know, the whole thing with the crib. Yeah.
I've got to have it back within 30 days to get the return.
Oh, my God. God, that's the worst. You're the worst. if you don't mind, it's a quick return. Turn around here.
UPS takes the Amazon stuff back. Oh, would you drop it off for me?
Oh, no. You're going through a tough time, but listen, you guys get packages all the time, right? Leave it for UPS.
They'll take it back. They'll credit my account.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Snorley's Angst and more Deal Breakers right around the corner if they keep us on the air on Cap and J-Hood.